Well, it is our privilege tonight to have the Executive Director of Springfield Victory Mission as our guest speaker tonight. And many of you know Jim Harriger and just how he is a wonderful blessing to Springfield. He began as a camp director with the York Rescue Mission in York, PA, Pennsylvania, close to 40 years ago. He's been in the rescue ministry, which is a kind of a genre of urban ministry, and he might talk a little bit about that later on. In 1987, he became the first director of education for the Association of Gospel Rescue Mission in Kansas City, Missouri, where he developed a leadership training program, and the mission certification program, as well as wrote many how-to manuals for rescue ministry. Jim and his wife Mary and his daughters moved to Springfield in 1993, where Jim became the executive director of Springfield Victory Mission. And Mary, where is Mary? Would you stand and let us welcome you too? Mary's here tonight, Jim's wife. Thanks for being here tonight, Mary. In 2004, Jim was named Outstanding Fundraiser of the Year by the Ozarks Chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals. In 2006, Jim and Mary were named to the Honor Roll of Association of Gospel Rescue Missions, honoring them for more than 40 years of service to the association and rescue ministry. Now, on a personal note, Jim is a friend of Central's, and he is a friend of Springfield, Missouri. He's a gift to the city. He's a gift to our church. We thank God for you, Jim, and the ministry that's going on there, and it's our privilege to welcome you here tonight. Would you put your hands together for Jim Harriger as he comes?
Thank you. God bless you. Well, good evening. So this is on. It just automatically started up like that. You're good. It's humbling to be here with you. It's an honor to stand here. The pastor who stands before his flock every Sunday has that responsibility of overseeing the flock and taking care of what you are hearing. So for him to trust me to stand up here and speak to you is a great honor. So I'd like to start in asking God to help me as I share. Would you pray with me, please? Father, okay, you've called me, you've used me as your servant, and here you've placed me tonight. May the words be words for us to hear that would honor you, that would honor our Savior. Be it so, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Boy, rescue missions started back in 1872, where a gentleman by the name of Jerry McCauley, who described himself as a drunken Irish river rat, and that's how he described himself, had a vision. He'd had a pretty wild background. He'd gotten saved in Sing Sing prison, come back to the Lord after getting out and falling back into alcoholism, and he had a job in a factory, and he was working in the factory, and he saw his wife, Mariah, serving a meal. He saw God cleaning people up on the inside, and he was cleaning people up on the outside. He went home and told his wife, "I had this silly vision." And Mariah says, "That's not silly, Jerry. You go get the men. I'll put the pot on." And in October of 1872, Orion Hatch, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, gave Jerry this little building on down on the Bowery in New York City. He hung out a sign that said, "Helping Hand for Men," and he welcomed men in to hear the gospel. And he would pray with them. The elder was a part of it. They weren't much liked in that community either. In his story, he talks about bricks being thrown through the windows and the neighbors complaining about him because he was disrupting the commerce of the Bowery. People were getting saved. Lives were being changed. Yeah. Well, I got started in rescue mission work in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, actually as a volunteer. And there's a whole group out here that volunteer at Victory Mission. And I don't remember all of your names, but thank you. That's where I got started. And at 15, I went to volunteer at a camp for junior high boys. At 19, I went to York, Pennsylvania to work for the summer with the York Rescue Mission and their summer boys camp. And God spoke to me and said, I want you to stay in the city. I said, okay, yes, and I'm still here. So it's been good. Here in Springfield, it was 1976 when Esther and Everett Cook came to town. They'd retired as Assembly of God ministers, but God had touched their hearts for the men who hung around our town square, just down the street here. They started with their station wagon, and they served donuts, coffee, and Jesus in the morning, and they served sandwiches and coffee and Jesus in the afternoon. And soon, the station wagon wasn't big enough, and they had a storage building, then a storefront, and in 1981, Esther and Everett moved up to Commercial Street. And they bought that little two-story building there, right as you where Boonville dead ends on Commercial, and you look to the left, and that was where Victory Mission started on Commercial Street. When Everett passed away in about 84, Esther went to the pastor of Parkcrest Assembly at that time and said, would you take over Victory Mission? Now, I spoke to the gentleman, J. Albert Calloway, and he said it was kind of like that. I like to tell people that this godly woman came to him and said, I believe God would have you take over Victory Mission. And when you say it like that, all you can do is yes. Parkcrest did. They took over the mission. They appointed a committee to oversee the mission, to hire somebody, and then they did an amazing thing. They appointed a community board. And in 1988, they gave Victory Mission to that community board. So we are very evangelical in what we do and how we behave out to the people we serve. We're also non-denominational. The board called me in 1993, and kind of inexperienced, even though I've been in the city for all these years, this is the first place where I actually had to sign the paychecks or raise the money to make the paychecks happen. It's a challenge. Our roots are deep in what rescue ministry is, but our ministry has also grown strong in education. Almost everybody here knows that Victory Mission operates the Victory Trade School, which is an accredited school of higher learning. We're certified by the state of Missouri, accredited by North Central Association, and we teach culinary arts. The students operate the restaurant, the Cook's Kettle, right up the street. We're open 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Friday brunch is very, very good. The omelets are wonderful. It's ministry that not only does good, but tastes good, too. So we have four different pieces of students, and I start with this because I want to go on to the other things about Victory Mission, but this is a part that is so amazing for me. The culinary arts students work in the Cook's Kettle and now down at the Branch Bistro inside Assembly of God headquarters. See, it's this way, isn't it? We have prep students who are in a discipleship classes and work with us at the mission. We have new life students who are women who stay with us in our Victory House, and they take the discipleship classes that are offered to the men in prep school. And then there are GED students, men and women, who have never graduated from high school, who are working to get their GED. On Friday, as I was passing through the Cook's Kettle, one of the men came up to me and shook my hand. And he introduced himself. He said, I've been a GED student. I'm 54 years old. I'm going to take my test next week. It's time I get this done. Yeah. I said, thank you. Thank you for making this possible for me. While all of this education has been a lot of what we've talked about because it's so important for changed lives. When we look at outreach and that evangelism and the things that are emergency, those affect people's lives with the very basic needs. But that education is what changes that life around. That year spent in trade school with the discipleship classes, with life skills, it takes a man who has already graduated from recovery. They've gotten alcohol and drugs under control. That's not a problem anymore. And it gives them leadership skills. It gives them Christian life skills. You've seen many of our students here in church because they choose to come here. You see them in Celebrate Recovery. You see us in the other activities that we get involved with down here. Even as we have built the Victory Trade School and all that it is, we've stayed true to those roots of rescue and outreach and the things that we do for the poor and the homeless in our community that reach people where they are while loving them too much to leave them where they are. This is where Everett started. This is where we are renewing our vision as we celebrate now 35 years of rescue ministry here in Springfield. Now, Scripture is full of references about the poor. It's hard to turn a page without finding something about God's heart for the poor, about how Israel is to treat the poor, why they're being punished because they treated the poor wrong. We know as Christians, we have many verses in the New Testament where Jesus, where the Apostle Paul, where James talk to us about how we treat our neighbor, how we treat the least of these among us. So tonight, I want to look at a passage from one of the great rescue leaders of the Bible, Job. Yeah, you didn't expect that, did you? I don't believe I have to tell the whole story of Job to start in the middle of the story. So we're going to start in the middle of the story in Job chapter 29. And Job lays out a real methodology for what Victory Mission does and how we serve people. So starting in verse 7, and I wrote it out large so I could read it, except I forgot these verses, so we'll have to try and read it here. When I went to the gate of the city and took my seat in the public square, the young men saw me, and they stepped aside, and the old men rose to their feet. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth. Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me. And then he says it, because. Job was explaining how to his friends, those guys that were telling him how bad he was, that God was punishing them. He was telling him how much he was respected in his community. You got that? Yeah, that's pretty clear. Think of the wise men not speaking because they respected Job so much. And now he lays out the reason for why he was respected. Where he said, I rescued the poor who cried for help and the fatherless who had none to assist him. Where we start in ministry, the very basic part of Victory Mission is reaching out to the poor who cry for help in our community. The families, the men and the women, and yes, even the young men. We have people who live on those fixed incomes. We have people who haven't worked for too many years. We have people who are poor as they are caught in this trap of entitlements that the government has set up. And they cry out for help. They call on the phone. They come into our pantry. They come into Victory Square, which is our men's lodging. They're looking for that hope, for something different that the world isn't offering. They're crying out. We get that job of rescuing them from their dire straits. We have so many fatherless in our community, some whose fathers are gone or dead, so many others whose fathers have abandoned them. What a sin, what a shame as a community that so many of our children don't know who their father is or what a father is. We get to share that good news of how God is our father, and he's got a plan for us. The man who was dying blessed me. It wasn't too many years ago when we were on the north side of Commercial Street that the hospital released a gentleman who really needed more care, but he had no money for care, and they sent him by taxi up to Victory Mission. We brought him in that evening. We didn't have a bed for him. All we had was a mattress on the floor. We made him comfortable. The men who were there helped him get up off the floor, helped him get to the bathroom, get out to the back door, helped him to chapel. And sometime during that night, that man went on to glory. How awful that the hospital would release him. How amazing that he came to a place where his last hours here was where he was surrounded by people who cared for him, who blessed him with what we could. Job said, "I made the widow's heart sing." I think of every third Thursday of the month at Victory Mission, where we have many of the widows come in. We call it our senior luncheon. It's not all women, and there's men that come in too. But we bless those widows. We bless those who are seniors with our food pantry, where they can come in any time during the month to pick up items that we have available, but then come in once a month and get the big bags of groceries as well. Job said, "I put on righteousness as my clothing, and justice was my turban." Every evening at Victory Mission, I came by there tonight, I could see that our gospel service was going on. Every evening we give people that opportunity to change as they get to hear the righteousness of God and how he gave us Jesus. And then this justice thing. We sang those words about God's justice. But we have justice here in our community. And I've been concerned for so many years about the poor and how they are treated in our system. And every Thursday evening, we have a gentleman whose God has touched his heart to come in and serve the poor in what he does as an attorney. He came up to me after the second night he was with us, and they were really excited and said, I had this man, and it was so good. And he saw the gentleman coming, and he said, "Steve, can I tell him your story?" And Steve says, "Yeah." And Steve he really needed to get his driver's license, but he knew he couldn't go and apply because he had a warrant in Arizona. And our attorney, Bob, just took his information, went back to the office, gave it to his paralegal. Paralegal called Arizona. They start the work to get it straight. And they said, "What warrant?" And the man was rejoicing because he got to get his driver's license. Bob was rejoicing because he got to help somebody. And if you're an attorney, Thursday evenings, we're looking for the next group of men and women who would come in to be concerned about justice for the poor. Job says, "I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame." We help through our food pantry and through our Victory Vintage with items for families that help them in raising children. And one of those groups that we get to help are families who have developmentally disabled children. And we get to be feet to children that aren't able to walk and eyes to those who are blind. There are some amazing individuals in our community who have what to us are physical disabilities, but for them, they have all the ability in the world. And we get to see them. Job says, I was a father to the needy. What we get to do at Victory Mission in this outreach and being a father to the needy is taking on that role of provision sometimes. Sometimes it's encouragement. Sometimes it's discipline, because that's what a father does for his children. Sometimes it's a shoulder to cry on, or a listening ear, or encouragement. At Victory Square tonight, there will be 162 men inside. Some of those as students, some in our Victory Lodge where they've paid for the evening, and 50 of those men in our transitions where they have a free bed. We get to give them encouragement, to give them hope. I ask men, so what happened? And they tell me a story. And the story is the same. The details are different, but it's the same story. Life was good. I did wrong. I fell. I didn't know what else to do. God saved me. When they come back and say, I've slipped again. I drank last night, or I used. I said, okay, you know, God has forgiven you. What are you going to do now? Because we all get that opportunity to start anew. You've heard the verse in 1 John. If we say we are without sin, we are liars. The truth isn't in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all our iniquity. Praise God. We get to see that cleansing. Job says, I took up the case of the stranger. When I have occasion that I have to go before city council, as I prepare to get up and stand to address this leadership in our city, as I sit there and pray, I ask God to help me represent the people who don't have anybody to represent them. All of the silly stuff that you've watched, if you've been around for a few years, about Commercial Street, about Victory Mission, about the homeless, it's what it is it's just silly stuff. We get to stand up for those who are strangers in our community. The transients that are passing through, men who are out working, they move from community to community, we get to stand up for them. We get to stand up for the widow, for the neighborhoods, for the poor that are right here among us. And then Job says, I broke the fangs of the wicked and snatched victims from his teeth. Drugs and alcohol are this horrible pit of hell that grabs hold of people. Yeah, you've heard the stories from Celebrate Recovery. Sometimes in rescue mission work, you feel like you've got this lion there, and you've got your foot on the bottom jaw of the lion, and you've got your hand on the upper jaw, and you're reaching in to grab people before they get swallowed up. We like to think we're respectable sometimes as we do things and we've gotten educated, but our roots and passion are for those victims, for those in our community that are the forgotten. Jesus said the least of these. They're our neighbors. Sometimes the homeless are our family, friends. Sometimes we don't know them at all. I don't know how many thousand years ago this story of Job was recorded. One of our biblical scholars will tell me that. I do know that we're doing things that Job was doing. And we're doing them different today, but we're still doing them. We, here at Central Assembly, I think for 4 years now in August, we've done our back-to-school event. 2,500 children and the parents and siblings and aunts and uncles show up at the door, and they come through to receive school supplies and scholastic books, clothing that we've collected through the year, and a $20 gift card to Walmart so mom or dad can buy them shoes or underwear. As we used to do vouchers, and as we would record the receipts and look at what people were buying, it was shoes and underwear. That was it. And because of our community reaching out through Victory Mission, we get to bless those families. At Thanksgiving and then again at Christmas, we deliver Thanksgiving baskets, Christmas baskets. At Christmas time, because of our retired sheriff, Jack Merritt, Victory Mission, well, for 4 years now, has given a present to every child whose mom or dad are in the Greene County Jail over Christmas. It's a quiet thing, and you don't have to tell anybody else about it. Oh, I guess I blew it. I told it here, didn't I? Jack came and asked if we could do that, and we've just done it. God has provided the gifts. We don't do fundraising for it or anything. We give very simple presents. It's been stuffed animals and books and scholastic games. Nothing fancy. But oh, what an amazing day when that volunteer goes up and knocks on the door and says, "Hi, I'm from Central Assembly. Your dad has asked if we would give a gift to you for Christmas." Yeah. What's next? Oh, my goodness. It's ministry. I dream of jobs, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters. The poor in our community right now have such a trouble finding jobs because our job market has all changed. I dream of how God would have us create jobs that would provide money into a family. We talked 2 years ago about building a dormitory hotel, a hostel up on Commercial Street there. And the neighborhood did us a favor by telling us they didn't want us. But I dream of something that's better than a hostel, something that will give respect and dignity to a homeless family, where we don't have family housing right now. It's just men and a few women at Victory House. But I dream of that place where we could grow our women's ministry to have, instead of 11 beds, 60 or 70 beds for women and children. I dream, well, it's temporary lodging. I dream of a hotel that God would provide and that we could operate as a community so that here in Springfield, Missouri, a family in need of lodging would not be given a mattress on the floor or a cot in a gymnasium, but would have a room and privacy and dignity that goes with that. I dream of those who come to Christ because we as Christians have reached out and touched them, helped them to walk. We've been their father. We've rescued them and shown them God's love. You do so much into the community as a church, and God has blessed you with all that you do. Would you pray for us in Victory Mission? Would you please? Would you pray for protection for our staff? There's drugs and alcohol out there, and when you start messing with people, trying to help people who are on drugs and alcohol, you open yourself up to Satan's attacks. Would you pray for protection for our staff? And then, even as many of you have volunteered, I invite you to come and help. Come and see. We have volunteers that serve evening meals, that even cook the evening meal. They bring the food and prepare it there once a month. Volunteers that pick up items for us, answer phones, our teachers and mentors work in our Victory Vintage, help in our office upstairs. I need volunteers that can do maintenance. We have projects that have to be done. And then all these special things that happen, back to school and delivering baskets, that's all part of volunteers helping us. And then I bless you because you have done, as a church, what really helps us, and that is supporting Victory Mission. Central Assembly is one of our supporting churches, and I dearly appreciate that. So, thank you. Can we pray together? Father, I'm grateful for your call that you've given on my life, that you would choose me to touch the lives of the poor. Thank you. Father, I pray for Central Assembly. I pray for the men and women who are here and those who are elsewhere. I pray your blessing on them as they continue to desire your heart for our community and for the poor in our community. I pray that you would show them the many ways of standing up, reaching out, sharing and giving of their lives, that you would be glorified by the names, the new names that are written down in glory. I pray this through our Savior Jesus.